My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a good day for Shimes guy, Drake May, on Saturday, and we will hear what Drake May had to say about that coming up at 8:20, and then what are we doing with Chris Curtis at 8:30 this morning? That is a segment in which Curtis asks a question about the point that we have all reached as a society, and I guess the question this morning will be, would you be willing to pay $99 to get yourself a new best friend? So we will get to that coming up. Courtney, we got the rest of the news.
Can I just have a very brief complaint?
Yes.
When I've been in here with you, thank you for the privilege, you're like a step ahead in your singing of songs.
Ah.
Like you jump lyrically? In, like lyrically, you're like, and ooh, it's just, it really is frustrating.
He also makes up his own lyrics sometimes.
He does.
Is it because I'm off tune?
I don't know, but like you're like, instead of like, huh, straight up, where were you? You're like, straight up. Like it just goes, I don't know.
I mean, I haven't noticed that about myself when singing in the shower.
Oh,
but,
gross.
But I will try to monitor just, that, you know, and I'll try to make an adjustment for you.
Okay, thank you. Yes. I appreciate it.
Normally, what goes on when Wiggy is in your seat is Wiggy is complaining about the WPS and the music that we're playing.
Let's be honest, when Wiggy's in the seat, he's thinking about something else.
That is true. This is Colin. Hello, Colin. Hello?
Colin.
Colin, are you there? I always like to give somebody a chance if they've made the effort, but then right when you go to them, they have disappeared. So
maybe he needs to call back in.
Maybe he does, Sean. Maybe he does. We will await that. And in the meantime, we will get to Courtney and to the rest of today's news.
This is a weird story. Zac Efron was hospitalized while on vacation in Ibiza after a minor swimming incident at a villa on Friday. So they're saying that he was reportedly found inside the pool by two villa employees and was taken to the hospital as a precautionary.
Wait, is like passed out in
That's what's confusing like to me pool? Because it wouldn't be a precautionary if he was passed out in the pool and they had to take him out.
Yeah.
I would, but
what time was this?
They don't say.
See, I feel like nothing good happens in Ibiza after 10 a.m. I mean, I feel like...
Is that the wildest place on earth?
Ibiza?
I think so.
It's just an island dedicated to just
partying.
Yes. Partying,
yeah.
And...
Yeah, that's pretty much what you do there.
But
yeah.
I just don't know what it means by he was found in the pool and it was just a precautionary to take him to the hospital. He was released the next morning.
Uh-huh.
Since then, he's taken to social media. I believe Mitch has the photo of what he posted saying happy and healthy of him working out.
By a pool, what, or is he staying away from the pool?
I mean, this is just a workout. I believe the pool area is pretty close to here, but thanks for the well wishes.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay, but very...
A dude must have been having some Sunday scaries while taking that photo,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, it's nice that the villa employees were able to find him
Correct.
When he was in the pool.
And yes.
Get him back to the hospital and then like, back to his villa.
Did he
or
cut himself? Did he need you know?
I don't. Looks like he's having some fun over there, Zac Efron. I mean, why wouldn't you? You're a Hollywood star. Why
in Ibiza.
Not?
What a okay. hunk of a guy he is, too, by the way.
Really? Is he
he is a hunk.
He is an attractive man.
He's like 5'5".
What would I know him from? What is his
High School Musical?
He was also in that new wrestling movie. Was it The Claw?
Yep.
He also played Ted Bundy, I believe, in the Netflix movie.
Okay.
There's a new Netflix movie out right now. He and Nicole Kidman get into some type of romantic sexual
relationship. He was also in, what was it, Neighbors with Seth Rogen?
Great movie. Oh, he was the frat president next door. Yep. Oh, that's a great movie.
Excellent movie.
Underrated film.
Him and Seth Rogen are going back and forth. I'm Batman.
Yeah,
I'm
great,
Batman.
Great, great film. All right. Well, thoughts and prayers to Zac Efron and to all in Ibiza.
Yes.
What else?
Creepy story up next.
Okay.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
That audio makes me think of Borat. Did anybody end up watching Borat after we talked about it the other day?
I didn't. I wish I did.
Yeah, I might do that today.
Oh, just such a great movie.
Such a good movie. Devon Davis, a man in Georgia, was arrested after allegedly approaching a woman at the mall, and he started licking and sucking on her hair. I looked for video of this, couldn't find any, because I needed a visual. He was bonded out. He's not allowed back in the mall.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, I'm sure he'll follow that order.
So she was just there shopping.
Yep, he approached her.
Going to the Orange Julius or something, and he just started to lick and suck her hair.
Yeah, what do you mean suck?
God, that is so gross.
Did he exchange pleasantries with her? No warning.
Just started going at it.
Yeah, okay.
We can hear from one shopper, Dan Schauer, on Fox 5 Atlanta.
I don't know of anybody that licks hairs. That person shouldn't be around other people. I would keep my distance from him and keep my wife and kids away from him for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
What a sicko.
All right.
And now we have the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened over the weekend, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
The worst job I ever had.
Or most like the one job you woke up every day and you're like, God, I can't believe I have to do this. I would do anything not to be here.
I didn't mind the job, but I didn't like when I was a teenager, I worked at a place where a guy had an antique auto collection, and my job was to wax all of the antique automobiles.
Mm.
But I was there by myself for 8 hours a day, just waxing cars. Wax on, wax off.
You listen to music?
I could listen to music.
Okay.
Were you a beat ahead?
So that was probably the worst
Courtney?
One. I mean, I enjoyed, when I was a waiter, I loved waiting tables. Used to wait tables at Bullfinch's. I used to be a bartender at the Weston Racquet Club. That's where Jen Hill and I met. So I don't know. I really haven't had too many jobs that I didn't find some sort of fun in.
I worked for a company that put on cheerleading camps for schools around the Northeast. I had like a district, and it was like they put you up in dorm rooms and you had to drive yourself to like Pennsylvania and all over the place. And you had kids ranging from age, like the younger kids were great, like really cute, fun.
Yeah.
But then you had high school girls and you were throwing your body to save them from flying out of the air and stuff. That was a job. I did it one summer and I said, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Like, it was not fun.
So did you think it was weird that Bill Belichick was there?
He was still.
Oh, he wasn't? Okay.
For me, it was producing all night with Amy Lawrence at ESPN. I literally wanted to shoot myself in the head. It was awful. Worse actually working on it than listening to it. Anyway, but she's a lovely lady. I think she does a great job. So there was a man at McDonald's in Georgia, 34-year-old man, who was in the middle of just the longest shift ever at McDonald's.
Mm.
And he wanted to do anything to get out of there. So
very busy, I'm assuming.
Just jammed all day.
Guy was in the weeds, as we would say in the restaurant.
He was overwhelmed
business.
By how busy they were.
Okay.
And so what he did was he lit a piece of cardboard on fire.
Mm-hmm.
threw it in the dumpster, which, okay. You know what? We all use the term. Yeah. It created an actual dumpster fire.
I see. So because the place was too busy and he didn't want to do the work.
Right. So okay. People in the drive-thru started fleeing. Mission accomplished. Yeah. And the whole restaurant had to be shut down while firefighters were brought in to put the fire under control.
Uh-huh.
He was sentenced yesterday to 5 years in prison on arson charges.
Probably the right thing, I would think. Yeah, I would
but
say
I would
so.
Say that just seems like a long time to go to jail. I mean,
well, he lit the McDonald's on fire, because
it was
too busy.
Well, if you walk in and take 100 iPads, you leave there unscathed.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Anyway,
yeah.
Well, he did get out of jail. He did get out of work, but now he's going to jail.
Okay, well, and they probably won't. Will they be hiring him back, or when he gets out, or probably?
Do you put that on the resume?
No, probably not.
Okay. Yeah, I would say
no
not.
References. Yeah.
All right, Courtney, great job on the news.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will get to what are we doing coming up in about 20 minutes at 8:30. But right now, speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox beat the Rangers 7-2 last night. Nick Pivetta went 4 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 2 hits while striking out 5. Jaron Duran had a homer while Willier Abreu had 2. After learning that his grandmother had died the night before, he dedicated the game to her. Here's what he had to say as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, last night I got the notice that my grandma passed away. So for me today, it was a very important day. Obviously, to be able to go out there and perform in this situation was great for me, and great for the team. But at the same time, I felt obviously happy for the game, but sad at the same time for what just happened.
Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. The Sox take that road series and are now in Kansas City to take on the Royals. 8:10 first pitch with James Paxton getting the start opposing Brady Singer. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And when it comes to the Olympics, USA's Noah Lyles won gold for the 100 meter. He, like Scheim, is a big anime guy. So interesting fact about him.
Shout out to Noah Lyles.
And another American takes gold in golf. Scottie Scheffler goes home with a gold medal. I know that was Scheim's lead, and I made fun of him because I don't think it's really a rags-to-riches story. It's like rich get richer. But
sorry, best comeback story? Would that have been more apropos?
Not even. No.
Yeah. Why? He got arrested.
People were on his side when he was getting arrested.
He still got arrested.
Yeah. He did like an hour in jail.
Right. Yeah, he did multiple
Greg
hours.
Greg did
in
more
jail.
Time in jail.
Right,
than
I did
Scheffler.
More time in the Clinton jail than he did.
And you're one of the all-time lifelong comeback stars.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Sean. But it's not quite the same. It's not like, you know,
it's not like Slumdog Millionaire.
But it was very cool to see like his wife holding their newborn son.
Yes.
And just it's a big year for him. He's had a lot of success. Simone Biles won another gold on the vault. She has her last two events today with balance beam and floor. Medal count this morning. The U.S. absolutely crushing it in overall medals with 72. Right behind China for gold, they've got 19. China holds the lead at 21. The medal count keeps changing, too. People keep getting upset with me. Nope, I'm still good. 72, 19, 21. We're all good. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Beautiful day. If I could just sneak in a quick plug.
Yes.
The wonderful people within the Frades family, Nancy Frades, and they celebrated 10 years post. We spoke with Matt Ryan on Friday since the beginning of the Ice Bucket Challenge. They did an initial ESPN feature on Pete before he passed and then when he passed. And then they did an updated 10-year anniversary piece that knocked me on my ass yesterday. His daughter, Lucy, his family. It was an unbelievable, powerful video about she's like in, I don't know, she's in elementary school now.
Mm.
And she loves her dad.
Yeah.
His wife, Julie Frades.
Yes, Julie.
Julie's in there and her strength is amazing. Obviously, we know Nancy and John Frades. But it was such a, I had never seen this part where his dad at the funeral of Pete said, we're done grieving.
Yeah.
And what a powerful statement. He's like, we're here to celebrate Pete Frades' life.
Yeah.
The entire 10-minute piece is so perfect. Matt Ryan does a great job. ESPN did a great job. The Frades do a great job. But his daughter steals the show. And she's so interested in her dad. She's all about, did dad like this? Did dad like that? And Just the unbelievable strength that that family displayed still 10 years later is just such an amazing thing.
I will watch it today. Great recommendation,
you
Chris.
You got it.
I have some time. I'm waiting for Outer Banks 4 to come out in another week or so. So I have time. I will watch that today.
All right. Well, if I worked on Outer Banks, I would commit arson. 75 degrees and sunny afternoon, high at 90.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show of Fiji, I was cool.
Obviously, there's a quarterback competition going on. How much do you think about that when you're out on the field?
Yeah, I don't think about it much at all. I'm just trying to worry about myself and worry about what I control. I'm looking forward to getting in there in a preseason game. And right now, practice, I'm trying to take advantage of the reps that I do get and try to make the most of them.
Never really know why you like me. You don't ever want to step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't want to ride the bus like this. Never know who to trust like this. You don't want to be stuck up on that station. Stuck up on that station.
Well, that is Shime's QB1, Drake May. After a pretty good showing on Saturday and with preseason game one looming Thursday night, just a few days away, hoping to get some snaps.
Yeah.
And maybe putting himself in a position to, he doesn't care about the quarterback competition, doesn't think about it at all, but maybe putting himself in a better position as far as being QB1.
I think Jerod Mayo's approach has been right, where I think he's waited for Drake May to earn better reps with the ones, and he has.
Wiggy doesn't like it.
Wiggy doesn't like it at all.
Wiggy thinks that you spent high in the draft on him, and you tell him that he's the number one, and give him all the reps that you can. So
I think you set up a competition which is designed for Drake May to win it, but you force him to actually earn some reps because you bring in Jacoby Brissett. Everybody else on the roster is earning a spot, so should the quarterback, but I love Jerod Mayo's comments over the weekend, too, where he said, you can be successful without demeaning. Like, obviously, a pretty clear shot at his predecessor, mm-hmm. that there's a way in which to go about it. There was a mic'd up thing. Did you see the Shime over the weekend? The Patriots on their socials posted a 7-minute video where Jacoby Brissett and Van Pelt, the offensive coordinator, were all mic'd up. It was positive. I mean, yeah. I don't know whether they just edited it to make it look positive, but it is a different vibe.
Well, also, I think Jacoby Brissett took a shot at
chicken
at
nuggets.
Yeah, yeah, Greg Hill.
I got chicken tenders, burger.
I'm the chicken tenders. I'm 31.
Yeah. Guy says he doesn't eat chicken tenders because he's 31 years old. I mean, chicken tenders are not just for kids.
No, definitely not.
I would say this kind of a strange take. The best part about having a son is chicken fingers are reintroduced to your life at every meal.
Right.
Oh, it is so good. Oh, you don't want that one, James?
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than a chicken tender.
And Kraft mac and cheese back in your life,
Kraft
I would
mac
assume,
and cheese.
As well, right?
Yep.
You should have never let them leave.
No.
Like why ever delete those from your, you know, rotation?
If somebody brings out a nice hot platter of chicken tenders, everybody's happier.
Yes.
Who says no?
Yep.
Nobody does. Nobody says no to chicken.
But
I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken.
I have a question, Greg.
Shime. Shime's so far behind.
I literally went over to go grab it. You give me a second.
Ooh.
I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, there's no, I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Well, you're being accused in the Twitch chat, Curtis, of being a Bill Belichick hater, which I don't think is, I don't think that's fair. I don't think you hate Bill Belichick, but I think you are looking forward to a new vibe down there.
Right. And I don't, there's a chance that Gerard Mayo falls on his face and this doesn't work out. And obviously, Bill Belichick is pretty firmly entrenched as the greatest coach of all time with 6 Super Bowl wins as a head coach. I'm pleasantly surprised at the attempt to try and be your own man. Gerard Mayo is not Bill Belichick. Everybody that left here and tried to be Bill Belichick failed. So this is an opportunity for the organization to move in a new direction, and we'll see if it works.
How long is the Mayo runway?
2 years.
Really?
And then...
See, I think that Robert Kraft has put himself all in on him, so I think it's more than 2 seasons.
I mean, two years of a runway in terms of he's not coaching for his job this year or next. Entering year 3, there should be marked improvement. That's what I would perceive the, because I mean 3 years in football is a lifetime.
But I think year 1 is an absolute. There's so many excuses built in that if they don't perform well, there's not going to be a question at all on if Gerard Mayo has a job or not. So
correct.
Year 1, you can kind of just cancel out.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think, Greg? You think he could be here 4 years?
I think. I think Robert Kraft has invested he gave him the job while Bill was still here, basically. So, I don't know. I mean, he's going to have egg on his face if it doesn't work. So, he's going to be inclined to give him a longer period of time to make it work, I would think.
I would say it's a minimum of 3 years. And if he is anything close to like what Mike Tomlin does and just even gets to 9-8 just about every year and maybe makes the playoffs, maybe wins a game, like that's all he needs to do to make sure he's here longer than that.
I mean, the real...
Do you buy any of the Eric shunning that is going on that they are in on Ayuk?
No, none. I don't think San Francisco trades him. I think Ayuk's camp is probably telling people, oh yeah, we're going to get traded.
Because they said the people who are reporting it are saying that the Patriots already said they're willing to pay him $30 million, and that they're willing to part with the necessary added incentive to make it happen.
I wouldn't be shocked if they're willing to pay him. I doubt they want to also part ways with a first round pick.
Like they were talking about giving up Bourne for him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could take Bourne and, you know, whatever else. I mean, it is.
You'd say whatever else, doesn't matter. Take it, and we would do that deal all day long.
Of course. As long as you're able to extend Ayuk. And then, you know, but the 49ers are in a win-now mode. They can't waste time, and I don't think that. It's far more likely that the 49ers do something to sweeten Ayuk's deal and retain him than it is that they trade him at this point of the training camp. So, I mean, I don't know, but I think the Patriots roster is relatively intact. Everybody talks about trading Judon now. They have no leverage in the Judon trade now. The time to trade Judon was in January or in March. It's not today. Do you think they trade Judon, Shime?
I would say no. I would say he's here just because he has to be. But I wouldn't be shocked if he is somewhere else next season for sure.
I have a general sports question I was going to ask the room, and it relates to the NFL, football, baseball, basketball, hockey.
Yes.
If you had your opportunity, you could only win one. Would it be a championship in a team major American sport? So a Stanley Cup or a gold medal? If you could only have one, because I've been watching this. For some reason, I'm more interested in the female volleyball, but the men are playing here. you know, like if you could go to Paris and you come home as the gold medalist in beach volleyball, and you're the gold medalist for the rest of your life, or you are on the Red Sox winning the World Series.
Or you win a World Series or a Super Bowl.
I'd rather win a World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup.
Really?
Champion, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you're winning for your country, like.
But I just think maybe Boston specific,
right?
The pride that you must feel when it's Boston behind you. I don't know. I just because we've had Olympians that are from here come home gold medalists, and I think that fades. Like, it's really cool when they first get back and they're going to be an Olympian forever. But if you win a Stanley Cup, if you win a Super Bowl, like those parades and everything that go into it.
I mean, what do you think Scottie Scheffler would say if you asked him this morning? I think
the Masters means more to him.
Yeah.
He didn't bawl his eyes out right. at the Masters. He bawled his eyes out when hearing the national anthem after
Yeah, but he also walked away from the Masters with like $3 million, and he's walking away from a gold medal with what, like $39,000?
Yeah, but that's a different – he already – I mean, that Curtis is asking a different question.
I understand, but I still think – I agree with Courtney. I think like a major team championship is way, way more – valuable to me personally than a gold medal would be. I mean, for the love of God, they give gold medals to people who play table tennis. Like, it is so, there's so many sports in the Olympics that like are useless to me that it's not even as important anymore. You so diluted harsh. The product.
Yeah, I mean, just to be clear, someone who spends hours every week watching anime is describing table tennis in the Olympics as useless.
Yes, Greg. They don't give gold medals for watching anime. I'm not spending my life preparing for a moment in table tennis.
Well, right. I mean, I would say like, let's maybe keep it to a sport you're interested in. Would you want to win a gold medal for the U.S. hockey team or a Stanley Cup? Or you had a Stanley good question Cup. With Scheffler. Yeah. I mean, for me, I was surprised when I was talking to some friends about this weekend. Like, I feel like it's vastly in the side of Courtney where and Shine, where they want to win a team medal. But the example I would give is Mike Ruzioni. And obviously that specific time in history, what that meant, you know, in the United States, beating Russia during the Cold War, like all of that. But Mike Ruzioni is far more famous for winning a gold medal than he ever would have been if he won a Stanley Cup. Like, if you compare him to anybody on the Bruins from 2011, Mike Ruzioni is, what are we looking at, 45 years later?
Yeah.
He's still top of mind. He's still at every celebrity golf tournament.
Yeah.
He's, you know, Winthrop's own. I mean, for me, I would definitely, if it was Boston, I would win a championship in Boston any day of the week.
So you would prefer the, whether it's Stanley Cup, World Series, whatever, you'd prefer that over a gold medal.
I just think the team component and what it means to, you know, work your whole life and then win something together as opposed to winning a gold medal every 4 years.
Yeah.
I just look at it from the fandom point of view too, right? Like, I am a rabid fan when it comes to these teams winning a title. Like, I was thrilled to the bone that the Celtics won the NBA Finals, whereas, like, gold medals are fun and the Olympics are fun to watch, but I'm not on the edge of my seat constantly like, oh, come on, you got to win this type of deal. It's just not the same.
You're not impressed with what Simone Biles is doing?
No, I think that's great and good for her. And like, it takes a lot of athleticism, and that is a remarkable accomplishment. But it's not, again, I'm not like on the edge of my seat rooting as hard as I possibly can for it. It's just, it's.
But it is much harder to do what Simone Biles did.
I mean, that's a different question, though.
Right.
I'm just saying, would I rather be an Olympic gymnast or would I rather be, you know, on the Celtics? I'm taking the Celtics every single day. But that doesn't take away from what Simone Biles is doing is absolutely incredible.
Right.
This is Tim from Longmeadow. What's up, Tim?
You guys brought it up. Miracle on Ice. I mean, I'll never forget where I was that night. I mean, I was in college. We were running around the track raising funds for a spring trip. And my buddy Tom Bork walked in and said, well, the game is over. The Americans and Russians.
No spoiler alert?
No, he didn't do a spoiler. He did. He said 4-3. Mm. And we're like, oh. And they said, we won. And like, everybody jumped a mile.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, is, I mean, back then, it was the amateurs against the Soviet Empire, really. You know, so I agree. You know, now it's so professional. It's not the same, but, I mean, you know. I'd take the Olympic medal over anything. Then it was a Shimes point about the country versus Boston. I agree with Courtney, too, about Boston's so cool. But, oh, yeah, definitely the Olympic gold medal for me all day long.
Yeah, I mean, that 1980 Miracle on Ice team was all amateurs. They were going up against the Russians who were, you know, had paid their players forever. And so they were professional athletes. And there was like a whole, you know, U.S. versus Russia thing, which I guess is really not doesn't seem like it's a big factor now when people are watching the Olympics. Like,
well, also, I mean, think you just look at it. Look at how much the U.S. dominates. Like, it's just expected. I mean, they have almost double the medals as the second place team.
But I would say that's
exciting.
It's kind of sad, and I'm agreeing with Courtney and Shime, so I'm putting myself in this, is that I think we're the only country on earth that would pick that. Like, no other, like, if you're in Canada and you win a gold medal, you would do that in a second over any title, even a Stanley Cup.
I also think going back to Miracle on Ice to now, it's a different time period. I think people care more about the team championships here in the U.S. than they did the 80s.
And Curtis, I don't know if that's necessarily true, because I bet a lot of countries would rather win a World Cup than win an Olympic gold.
Mm.
Like the vast
majority. But that's also a world, that's the same. I mean, that's winning for your country. We're talking about individual championships in a major team sport, not, you know, winning the Euro Cup in soccer. Okay, I think it's the same thing. Like, if you win a gold medal in the World Cup, it's the same. You're doing it for Argentina or Brazil or whatever else. Yeah.
All right. Great question, Curtis.
Thank you.
Shime, can we get to this?
Is this what are we doing?
Yes. Sorry to catch you off guard, Shime. Only mentioned it 12 times this morning.
It's okay. I thought we were close to a break, so I didn't know we were going to be getting to it. That's my fault. Here we go.
And now.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
All right. From time to time on this show, Curtis asks a question about the point that we have reached as a society. And your question is about those who may be longing for a friend this morning, Curtis.
Well, it could be more than a friend.
Yeah.
And that word is very appropriate, because if you go to friend.com, you can order your own virtual AI companion.
Really?
It's kind of like a Tamagotchi. Who can forget those days? Because it can die. Their website says your friend and their memories are attached to the physical device. If you lose or damage your friend, there is no recovery plan. You can pre-order this friend for $99 at friend.com. But they don't ship until early next year, so get in line now.
Okay, so it's $99, and how do you get your AI friend?
They arrive, and it works only with iPhones, so you have an Android, famously. No,
What is it?
It is a device that works with your phone.
Yeah.
And it understands your pain, your happiness, if you're sad. It talks to you, and it is created by a guy named Avi Schiffman, who said that if you use this app while having sex, it could actually qualify as a threesome. Oh. So good news for you, Greg. But a recent study at Stanford found virtual friends could be helpful for people who live alone or people that just don't have many friends. So, I mean, this sounds like a great idea. I don't know exactly how it'll work.
So you wear it, and then it listens to your conversations and things that you're doing on a daily basis, and then it can communicate with you via, like, text?
You wear it around your neck.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a necklace that you wear.
And it connects to your phone.
And then it's texting you throughout the day based
right.
on
so
things
so basically,
it's listening to everything that you're doing and then texting you about it?
Right.
Is that creepy? Is that creepy to you?
It is creepy, but I do think it will be helpful for some people. I think loneliness is a very scary and sad thing in our country right now, and a lot of people feel it. If there's a way for people to feel less lonely, I'm all for it. I just am worried about the younger generation and the fact that they're never going to speak to anybody again.
Yeah, the way that it's described is Tamagotchi with a soul, and they have an ad from friend.com that shows a woman eating and watching a show on her phone when a message pops up, as you said, all text, that says the show she's watching is completely underrated.
Oh.
So it's like you have company when you're doing your daily tasks.
But is it alarming at all that people would substitute an AI friend for finding a real friend?
For paying for a real friend.
In life. Like, would that...
Yeah, but I think I would consider this a last resort. If you can't make friends in the real world, that you have this alternative.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I would say it's enabling a life which should be not comfortable. Like, if you are alone, you should be incentivized to go meet people, right?
Yeah.
Not have a pendant of someone that doesn't exist texting you nonsense throughout the day.
Right. All right. Well, and people are apparently, they're signing up like crazy. $99
$99
You can buy a friend.
The pendants will get out next year. Maybe a good stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
Greg.
Why not? All right. Curtis, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is What Are We Doing? And we will be right back.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead. Miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
And for just $99, you can get an AI friend. Just go, what was it? Friend.com?
That's it.
Friend.com. Little necklace that you wear around your neck that is listening to every single thing you do and or say all day long and then texting you about it just like your best friend.
What if the friend was someone encouraging you to lose weight or stop drinking? So like every time you do a DoorDash, you get a text from your pendant saying, slow down,
fatty. Stop it. Or you're blowing off the gym and your AI friend is like, hey, you got to get into the gym.
Right.
Or you're trying to leave work early and your AI friend is like, wait a second, we're supposed to be here until 5.
But honestly, like the Fitbit's the same thing. If I have like an hour where I haven't done steps, it starts vibrating. Yeah. So how's that different?
I mean, it's not quite the same thing. I fear for, at times I fear for the future. Because if everybody has AI friends, there will be no real friendships in the world.
Will probably help the spread of gossip. Like, you know when you get this hot, piping hot tea that someone tells you and you just want to tell someone else?
Right.
You could just tell your friend and then the friend will talk to you about it and you can just get it off your chest there instead of you know, spreading the word.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, sounds like a positive, I guess.
But if you had a kid who was in high school, would you say, use this? Wouldn't that be counterintuitive to
You have James.
Right.
How old is James? Two years old now.
God, is he handsome.
I mean, are so you going handsome. To encourage him to get real friends or to go AI version?
Being a loner skips a generation. So I was a loner. I'm hopeful. No, I don't want him on his phone or any devices. But two, Courtney, I know you have a lot of friends with kids. Like, it is now obsessed with TV I don't know where it started, but it's like everything is a negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I being repaid for my years of questioning everything because he's like trash truck. I'm like, we're not doing trash truck.
Yeah.
We're going outside.
Uh-huh.
But it's like they are, I don't know what switches in their brain where all of a sudden they need to see it. But no, I do not want him on a phone meeting friends online. I want him to do this cool, novel thing where he goes, and he's really social. Like, go to the park, talk to people. It's the best thing in the world. I'll just be the creepy guy in the background.
You're going to have to teach him the new alphabet song. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, I saw that.
Do we have to, like, dumb everything down in this country? Like,
I haven't
nothing
heard about this.
Is nothing sacred? You know the alphabet song. It was good enough for all of us for the last 100 years. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Nailed it.
Apparently, I kid you not.
That was on tune.
There were some students who thought L, M, N, O, P was one letter. And so we have now changed in school the alphabet song to sound like this.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
Okay, shoot me in the head.
Oh, man. That was trippy.
That's trippy. And this is also the latest and greatest example of why our society is doomed. Because a small portion of the people using the alphabet song thought L-M-N-O-P was one letter. We should change it for everybody.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Oh, God, that sounds so weird.
I cringe every time.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was good enough for 100 years. Like, everybody, if you had nothing in common with somebody, at least you had the alphabet song in common. You know what I mean? Like, you meet somebody new at the airport, you're like, well, we have nothing in common, but we both sing the alphabet song the same
right.
way.
Greg, next thing you know, they're going to change the birthday song.
Right?
But my isn't Lord. There going to be somebody that mishears a portion of this?
Yeah.
So then will they change it again?
No, they can't change that.
RST.
Please
wait,
don't.
Wait, is RST one letter? I'm confused.
Same with OPQ. That sounds like
can
one
you
word.
Do it one more time? I need to punish myself.
Yeah, we can play the whole thing for you, Curtis, if you'd like to hear it again.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
Oh, that's so weird.
O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
Bet. No.
What if somebody has memory issues?
I mean, seemed like it was fine, but who am I to judge?
You know, I finally figured out why when Wiggy tells you how to do something, it bothers you so much, Greg, because he's the representative of society that always has to change something something.
Right, they want to be changing it. This is Cato from Manchester. What's up, Cato? Hello?
I hear Cato.
Do you hear Cato? What's going on with the phones today, Sean?
I don't know. I hear an echo, so he's definitely there.
Is that like, I mean, I don't know if that's on us or on Cato.
Kalen?
Cato.
The wrong name? Hello?
Oh, all right. Cato, call back. All right. Wiggy's off after an extraordinary day overcoming his fears on Friday. I would argue, and I did earlier, that the video of Courtney and Wiggy in Outer Limits SV43 is among the best we've ever shared with you when it comes to things that occurred during this program.
Closing in on 80,000 views.
On the original?
On the original, and it's been shared like 400 times.
Yeah. Well, it's because Wiggy appears to at several times be about to vomit.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. I feel like I'm about to vomit.
Yeah, you
right
don't. You've looked.
I've been
up.
Really
Are you
sick
or
all
something?
Day. Oh yeah, middle of the night last night. I don't know what happened. I woke up. Santa almost brought me to the hospital. Midnight to one. I was like in so much pain.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I've just felt so sick all morning. But
Do you want to stay for the whole show?
Yeah,
or do you, okay.
We're pushing through.
All right. I feel bad. You seem like you're just.
No, I just have I'm a bit feverish with a bit of a headache.
Oh, geez. What did? I hope you didn't bring the Noro into the office.
No, I think I'm okay.
You're feverish, though?
A little bit.
Are you sure? How do you know you're feverish?
I can feel it.
Oh, you can. Are you sure, though?
Pendant?
I mean, I think I feel feverish.
Okay. I mean,
if we have a thermometer, I'd love to try it out.
I do have Advil in the office if you need it.
I've taken it this morning, but I'm okay. I had a very low-key weekend, too. You know, we've been go for the last month and a half, but this past weekend, Santa and I just vegged.
So just feeling like just not...
Can I type in your symptoms?
Like, what are your symptoms?
Yeah. Last night...
Do you feel sick in the morning?
Oh, stop.
No. Middle of the night, midnight, I woke up to... is this going to be TMI?
That's fine. We're already past that point.
I am on my time of the month right now, so it's not morning sickness. So in the middle of the night, I had like excruciating cramping, like woke me up out of my sleep. And for an hour, and then Santa woke up. Santa was very worried. After an hour, I got some hot water on me, got into the tub, and then went back to sleep.
Did he stay awake the entire time?
Yeah.
Well, what a nice guy.
Oh, my God.
He was nervous. He was nervous.
It's cramping. Doesn't that happen every single time?
But this was unlike anything I've ever felt. Like I thought I might have had like an ovarian cyst popping, or what Christian Fourier had, like passing the gallstone or whatever.
He had an ovarian cyst as well.
And it was his time of the month, I think.
Yes.
But then I woke up this morning with a bad headache and I just like feel crummy.
I'm sorry.
We appreciate that you're here.
Yeah, you know, Greg comes in, so I come in. Yeah. And I knew Wiggy was going to be out.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Well, we'll do our best to make it an easy last hour for you.
And I have a story that might perk Courtney up a bit. There was a big controversy at a wedding.
Oh. Okay.
Guests of a wedding did something that was viewed by many as incredibly disrespectful, and it went viral nationally.
Oh, okay. Well, we will get to that coming right up next.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
And for just $99, you can get an AI friend. Just go, what was it, friend.com?
That's it.
Friend.com. Little necklace that you wear around your neck that is listening to every single thing you do and or say all day long and then texting you about it just like your best friend.
What if the friend was someone encouraging you to lose weight or stop drinking? So like every time you do a DoorDash, you get a text from your pendant saying, slow down, fatty.
Stop it. Or you're blowing off the gym, and your AI friend is like, "Hey, you got to get into the gym."
Right.
Or you're trying to leave work early, and your AI friend is like, "Wait a second, we're supposed to be here until 5."
But honestly, the Fitbit's the same thing. If I have an hour where I haven't done steps, it starts vibrating. Yeah. So how's that different?
I mean, it's not quite the same thing. I fear for the future. Because if everybody has AI friends, there will be no real friendships in the world.
Will probably help the spread of gossip. You know when you get this hot, piping hot tea that someone tells you and you just want to tell someone else?
Right.
You could just tell your friend, and then the friend will talk to you about it, and you can just get it off your chest there instead of you spreading the word.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, sounds like a positive, I guess.
But if you had a kid who was in high school, would you say, use this? Wouldn't that be counterintuitive to
You have James.
Right.
How old is James? Two years old now.
God, is he handsome.
I mean, are you going to encourage him to get real friends or to go AI version?
Being a loner skips a generation. So I was a loner. I'm hopeful. No, I don't want him on his phone or any devices. But two, Courtney, I know you have a lot of friends with kids. It is now obsessed with TV or I don't know where it started, but it's everything is a negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being repaid for my years of questioning everything because he's trash truck. I'm we're not doing trash truck.
Yeah.
We're going outside.
Uh-huh.
But it's they are, I don't know what switches in their brain where all of a sudden they need to see it. But no, I do not want him on a phone meeting friends online. I want him to do this cool, novel thing where he goes, and he's really social. Go to the park, talk to people. It's the best thing in the world. I'll just be the creepy guy in the background.
You're going to have to teach him the new Alphabet song. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, I saw that.
Do we have to, dumb everything down in this country? Is nothing sacred? You know the Alphabet song. It was good enough for all of us for the last 100 years. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Nailed it.
Apparently, I kid you not.
That was on tune.
There were some students who thought L, M, N, O, P was one letter. And so we have now changed in school the alphabet song to sound like this.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
Okay, shoot me in the head.
Oh, man. That was trippy.
That's trippy. And this is also the latest and greatest example of why our society is doomed. Because a small portion of the people using the alphabet song thought L-M-N-O-P was one letter. We should change it for everybody.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Oh, God, that sounds so weird.
I cringe every time.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was good enough for 100 years. Everybody, if you had nothing in common with somebody, at least you had the alphabet song in common. You know what I mean? You meet somebody new at the airport, you're like, well, we have nothing in common, but we both sing the alphabet song the same way.
Greg, next thing you know, they're going to change the birthday song.
But isn't there going to be somebody that mishears a portion of this?
Yeah.
So then will they change it again?
No, they can't change that.
R-S-T.
Please don't.
Wait, is R-S-T one letter? I'm confused.
Same with O-P-Q. That sounds like one
word. Can you do it one more time? I need to punish myself.
Yeah, we can play the whole thing for you, Curtis, if you'd like to hear it again.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
Oh, that's so weird.
O, P, Q,
R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
No.
What if somebody has memory issues?
I mean, seemed like it was fine, but who am I to judge?
You know, I finally figured out why when Wiggy tells you how to do something, it bothers you so much, Greg, because he's the representative of society that always has to change something something.
Right, they want to be changing it. This is Cato from Manchester. What's up, Cato? Hello?
I hear Cato.
Do you hear Cato? What's going on with the phones today, Shine?
I don't know. I hear an echo, he's definitely there.
Is that like, I mean, I don't know if that's on us or on Cato.
Kalen?
Cato.
The wrong name. Hello?
Oh, all right. Cato, call back. All right. Wiggy's off after an extraordinary day overcoming his fears on Friday. I would argue, and I did earlier, that the video of Courtney and Wiggy in Outer Limits SV43 is among the best we've ever shared with you when it comes to things that occurred during this program.
Closing in on 80,000 views.
On the original?
On the original, and it's been shared like 400 times.
Yeah. Well, it's because Wiggy appears to, at several times, be about to vomit.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. I feel like I'm about to vomit.
Yeah, you
right
don't.
Now.
You've looked.
I've been
up.
Really
Are you sick,
sick
or
all
something?
Day. Oh, yeah, middle of the night last night. I don't know what happened. I woke up. Santa almost brought me to the hospital. Midnight to one. I was like in so much pain.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I've just felt so sick all morning. But
Do you want to stay for the whole show?
Yeah,
or do you,
okay. We're pushing through.
All right. I feel bad. You seem like you're just.
No, I just have a bit feverish with a bit of a headache.
Oh, geez. What did? I hope you didn't bring the Noro into the office.
No, I think I'm okay.
You're feverish, though?
A little bit.
Are you sure? How do you know you're feverish?
I can feel it.
Oh, you
can.
Are you
have a
sure,
friend
though?
Pendant?
I mean, I think I feel feverish.
Okay. I mean,
if we have a thermometer, I'd love to try it out.
I do have Advil in the office if you need
I've taken it this morning, but I'm okay. I had a very low-key weekend, too. You know, we've been go, go, go for the last month and a half, but this past weekend, Santa and I just vegged.
So just feeling like just not...
Can I type in your symptoms?
Like, what are your symptoms?
Yeah. Last night...
Do you feel sick in the morning?
Oh, stop.
No. Middle of the night, midnight, I woke up to... is this going to be TMI?
That's fine. We're already past that point.
I am on my time of the month right now, so it's not morning
God.
Sickness. So in the middle of the night, I had like excruciating cramping, like woke me up out of my sleep. And for an hour, and then Santa woke up. Santa was very worried. After an hour, I got some hot water on me, got into the tub, and then went back to sleep.
Did he stay awake the entire time?
Yeah.
Well, what a nice
guy.
Oh,
my God.
He was nervous. He was nervous.
It's cramping. Doesn't that happen every single time?
But this was unlike anything I've ever felt. Like I thought I might have an ovarian cyst popping, or what Christian Fourier had, like passing the gallstone or whatever.
He had an ovarian cyst as well.
And it was his time of the month, I think.
Yes.
But then I woke up this morning with a bad headache and I just like feel crummy.
Sorry.
We appreciate that you're here.
Yeah, you know, Greg comes in, so I come in. Yeah. And I knew Wiggy was going to be out.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Well, we'll do our best to make it an easy last hour for you.
And I have a story that might perk Courtney up a bit. There was a big controversy at a wedding.
Oh. Okay.
Guests of a wedding did something that was viewed by many as incredibly disrespectful, and it went viral nationally.
Oh, okay. Well, we will get to that coming right up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.